in 1958, the Vinča Institute near Belgrade became a vital hub for post-war nuclear research. Now, they did this by using a small experimental reactor known as the RA. This relied on manual control and an immediate human response to manage reactivity, a setup that, when executed incorrectly, would come with extremely horrifying consequences. Inside of a nuclear reactor, control rods are used to absorb atomic particles and slow down the chain reaction. Pulling them out speeds it up. Pulling them too far out will send the reaction supercritical, causing immediate and irreparable damage to anyone in the vicinity. On October 15th of 1958, six researchers were running a few tests. The physicist performing the experiment pulled the reactor's control rods just a little too far out. And then, blue light flooded the room with gamma rays as all six researchers received extremely high doses of radiation, one of whom pushed the rods back inside to prevent a full-blown meltdown, but not before receiving severe exposure. Now, they didn't know it yet, but inside their bodies, cells were already dying. DNA began to shatter, and acute radiation syndrome began. They were all rushed to a hospital in Belgrade, but there was nothing they could do. They were then sent to Paris, where their conditions further deteriorated. Severe nausea, vomiting, hair loss, and even organ failure. And while five would survive, this was only the beginning of a grueling 16-day battle for Zavoda Varanek, the man who prevented the meltdown. His body was utterly ravaged. His immune system began to collapse, consumed by a relentless infection and widespread, unstoppable bleeding. Roughly 16 days later, he finally passed away.